Rumpo and the Penge Bungalow Murders by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace.
Will no one tell me what she sings? Perhaps the plaintive numbers flow for old, unhappy, far-off things and battles long ago. Wordsworth, The Solitary Reaper.
Chapter 1.
Claude Erskine Brown told my pupil she had extraordinarily nice legs.
What are her legs like, then? Rather gnarled tree trunks, are they?
Don't be ridiculous, Rumpel. Lala Inglesby is a very good-looking girl.
With a name like Lala Inglesby, I should have thought she wouldn't mind having her legs complimented.
She wouldn't mind. That's what you all say, don't you, Rumpel? Just like a man. Anyway, I have reported Erskine Brown's conduct to the chair of the Society of Women Barristers.
The speaker was Ms. Liz Probert, my one-time pupil, and in many ways a helpful and hard-working barrister, when she was not determined to throw the book at Claude Erskine Brown. He was being tried in absentia, having left early to catch about 24 hours of the ring cycle at Covent Garden.
Throw the chair!
Lucy Gribble, our Chamber's Director of Marketing and Administration, spoke urgently to Soapy Sam Ballard, our Head of Chambers. He looked both pained and startled, as though this through-the-chair form of address involved some kind of physical attack and penetration.
Throw the chair!
Lucy, who spelt her name with an inexplicable I, repeated.
It will be no good at all for our chamber's image if we get a reputation in the Society of Women Barristers for acts of sexual harassment.
It's rare indeed that I am present at chamber's meetings held...